That was Techno with Panna. It is 1:50. This is Tools on the Midday Show. So yesterday we were supposed to have a special guest and we put it up on our Instagram page. We're excited and then it didn't happen. But he is in the building now. Techno, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And the first thing I have here to say is that I'm really sorry I didn't show up yesterday. It was issues beyond my comprehension.
If that okay, so how much are we going to fine you today? Because people were like listening, people were waiting, and I had to be like, he's not coming. He let us down. So we're going to fine you. Let me see your watch.
My watch.
Just 50,000 naira. Simples, 50,000 naira. All right, so welcome. Have you been on my show before?
I think yes, but it wasn't me you were interviewing. I think it was Nyanya and I was in the house.
Okay, all right. That must have been a while ago then.
A long time ago.
Because things have changed. Things have changed quite a bit. You're now like a mega superstar.
That's great.
And you're collaborating with everyone. Of course, recently we saw pictures of you and Drake. Mm-hmm. And you are working on a project. Yes.
Great friends making great music.
All right, okay. So let's see. So this year, we are expecting an album from you, finally.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been in the industry for a minute. How come you haven't released an album?
I think it's nicer to build up the want for the album, for people to actually say, it's okay, we don't want the singles anymore, give us the album. Because I feel like every artist that came out around the same time I came out, they've all put an album out, and it's just like you don't hear anything after that. So I'm trying not to get carried away with like the buzz of that moment.
Building on the anticipation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. And as well as dropping like, you know, lots of hit singles, you've been behind quite a few of recent club jams in the last like few years.
Yeah.
So you've worked, how many tracks have you worked with Davido on?
If and Irima, the one for Chris. The one Chris featured me and Davido.
So let's talk about it for a second. So how was that? Was that like your idea? Was it his idea? How did it happen?
See, the thing with songs, I'd be very professional with making and creating music.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I never feel like if the process was so good and then the song is out there and it's so good and it was never talked about and the song is being played, like it's almost a year now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't come and tell you, nah, man, I can't do that. I just know I produced the song. David chopped the song. It's a great song. And it's what it is.
So in terms of you as a producer, I imagine the demand has increased a lot now, dramatically.
Yeah, but yeah? I keep that part away. I just keep that part for myself.
So how does one, if I don't know, I'm a new up-and-coming artist, how does one get Techno to produce a song for them?
Well, right now, for me to produce a song, I'll take 5 million to produce a song.
Five what?
5 million.
5 million naira or Zimbabwe dollars?
Because every song I've produced, I literally would... You understand? I can't have a great beat and not have an idea for that beat.
So it's minimum of 5 million naira.
So it's like I'm writing and producing for you at the same time.
So you basically give the person a song?
Literally. So.
Okay, and that's 5 million naira. And does that? Am I guaranteed to blow with that song?
Nah, that's up to the artist. But the thing is, I put it like that because there's not a lot of people coming to pay you 5 million to produce a track for them. So that way it keeps me less busy on that side of production.
Techno, so,
mm-hmm.
If I'm coming to you, if I'm going to pay 5 million naira for a song, I better, that song, play it in the club for like 5 years.
The honest thing is, if you have 5 million to pay for a song, I'm sure you have another 5 million to push that song. Right.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. So if you're, the music is money.
I'm just trying to do the math in my head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right now, the music is money. I agree. The music is money right now.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at this article on Billboard, Billboard magazine, and this was a good few months ago. And it shows you and Drake. Drake posted a picture of both of you like talking and everything. So this is the project that you're working on. So is it like a collection or is it just like a song?
You see what it is with me and Drake is, it's like I'm the kind of person like, should I meet you now and we're trying to work and we're trying to do something. It's always nice when you meet this person in person and you guys have a chat and have a conversation, so you build that relationship. And it's like with me and him, we would talk. It's like I released the new song and he would text me and be like, aye, the new song is mad. Mm. And it's like while we're in Miami, we did what we did in Miami. I don't want to talk about it because when you talk tomorrow, you have to back that shit up. So,
apologies.
But yeah, you get where I'm coming from. Like, if you put things out there, you have to back them up. But right now,
so you'd rather just you know.
Yeah, but we're making music for a fact.
Okay, so how did you guys meet? Who reached out to who first?
You know, the thing is, we reached out to us. If that's okay.
You reached out?
We reached out to us. But it was between me and Drake. It had nothing to do with no third party.
Okay. Yeah, so was it like he, you know, followed you on Instagram and he DM'd you? Or was it the other way around? Or had
however you say it, but I know, like, it was just me and Drake. There was no third party. Okay. You know, like how people come and try and take glory for stuff. And
so
all
there
that.
Was no,
it was
you
pure
know,
connection, music.
There was no, like, let me pay you to feature on my song, nothing like that.
Pure connection. He likes how I make music. I love how he makes music. Okay. That precision of just wanting to make music sound different every time you come on a new track. So,
did you teach him some Nigerian slang when you guys were working together?
See, don't worry. In no time.
You did?
Yeah, in no time, you're going to see.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right, so we have got Tekno in the building. If you have any questions, feel free. It is for a short time, so make sure you call 0810-265-0209. You're going to make me, like, beg the guys for hang time. I'm going to have to, you know, eat into that a little bit. So give him a call. You can also WhatsApp us on that number, 0810-265-0209. Okay, so let me see if you know this. You probably won't know it, though. What is my favorite song from you of all time?
Turo.
Really? Yeah, you got it. How did you know?
If you say from all time, I would think back. I would think Duro.
How did you know Duro?
Duro was the first, is the song that really got people to start listening to me.
Okay. And did you know that song? You know, I was obsessed with it, right? You know, it was my song. I think it wasn't just my song of the week. It was like my song of the month or something. So when you were making that, did you think it was going to be magical?
Let me tell you the story.
Go on.
I was signed to Triple NG. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted my song to play in the club. Because if you play in the club and you big.
Yeah, right. Then you make money.
Yeah, so I had Dance. It was playing in the club. It was nothing. I had Anything. Was playing in the club. It was nothing. And then Kiss Daniel came out with Would You. It's a love song. And every girl out there is singing Kiss Daniel. And I was in my room and Kublon played to me the next song they're putting out. It was Lie. Like, this guy released first love song. He's tearing everywhere up. Second love song, tearing everywhere up. So I said, let me do my own love song. So I recorded Duro.
Okay, all right then. One of my favorite Nigerian songs, actually, like, ever. This is Duro by Tekno. Once again, if you want to call him, if you want to speak to him, rather, 0810-265-0209. Yeah.